This is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones.
Brady takes the snap, back to throw, gets rid of it down the field. Caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline. He's going to go the distance, a 99-yard touchdown play.
The Sun Life Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Patriots able to take out the Miami Dolphins today in Foxborough, 28-0 in the season finale. And more importantly, the playoff picture in the AFC now set, and New England does grab one of those top two spots in the conference, coveted for the Patriots, perhaps more so than other teams, given the fact that New England, every time they've advanced to a Super Bowl, they've needed that bye week, whether they're the one or the two seed. Turns out they get it, with Houston losing to Indianapolis earlier today in what can only be described as a head-scratching, disappointing loss for the Texans today, 28-16, as Chuck Pagano returns to the Colts sidelines and helps the Patriots grab a top two spot. So wild card weekend in the AFC will be Texans and Bengals, though start times have yet to be announced. Also, Ravens and Colts will be your wild card matchups, and the Patriots will play 2 weeks from now in Foxborough, and should the seeding hold from there, they may have to take on Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos in Denver with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. So the playoff picture now coming clear in the AFC. What do you think about the Patriots' pathway to return to their second straight Super Bowl? That's the main theme on this one. We'll take your thoughts. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Adam Jones with you here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. And Sun Life Financial can help you protect your financial security, whether you're in the game or sideline with an illness or injury. Talk to your employer about Sun Life benefits or visit sunlifeknowsbenefits.com to learn more. Get the benefit. Get to know Sun Life. We want to hear from you throughout the course here. Again, your thoughts on where the Patriots stack up in the AFC, and what do you think about their pathway? I got to tell you, all they got to do now is win a divisional round game here and then go into Denver. I like that road. I like that road a lot better than what it seemed like the Patriots would be dealing with 2 weeks ago when they dropped a game to the San Francisco 49ers. How do you feel about it? 508-298-0398. Emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Before we get to your feedback, let's kick things off as we always do here on the postgame show with the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones.
Patriots pitch a shutout of the Miami Dolphins, 28-0 today in Foxborough, which means the defense has to be on the good list somewhere. And their pass rush all over this one. 7 sacks in total of Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill. 3 of them from undrafted rookie Justin Francis. A standout performance today from the Patriots front 7 and their pass rush in general. Also on the good list, Steve Gregory with an interception. And he's been on my bad list perhaps more than any other player this season. But his interception today set up the Patriots' first score, as 2 plays later, Wes Welker goes in from 9 yards out. So I thought Gregory's interception in the first quarter, or first half rather, was a major turning point. And I also thought the Patriots' short passing game, and this is a bit of a cheat for me on our good list, it combines Welker and Danny Woodhead. Welker, 8 catches, 94 yards, and a touchdown. Woodhead, 5 for 79. I thought it was difficult to separate the two. Their short passing game today was so good for the Pats. So the good is the pass rush, Steve Gregory, and the short passing game. On the flip side, hard to find some bad in a 28-0 loss, but Pat Chung, Steve Gregory's teammate out there at safety today, totally steamrolled and run over on that play by Anthony Fasano. I'm not sure if you remember it. And then Phil Simms went on to the postgame show, or on the broadcast rather, and opined about how much he likes the Patriots safety combination as Chung was getting run over by Anthony Fasano. I thought that was a rough play and helps underscore why he's going to be a sub-package guy for the Patriots moving forward, if and when they get healthy back there and get Tlaib and Dennard back, which allows Devin McCourty to move back to safety. I also thought Aaron Hernandez had a rough game. Drop and a false start. 5 catches on 8 targets. Just 40-some-odd yards in this game today for Aaron Hernandez. Doesn't really look like himself. As Hernandez on the afternoon, 5 catches for 44 yards. I also thought Brandon Lloyd was in the same boat. 1 catch on 5 targets, 9 yards. Also had a bad drop as the Brady to Lloyd combination, which had been working over the past month or so, really struggled today. So bad list, Chung, Hernandez, and Lloyd. And then you get to the real bad news for the Patriots. Rob Ninkovich, injured in this one today. Team called it a hip injury, though it looked like it could have been a knee as he was coming off the field, did not put any weight on his leg coming off the field. You know, you don't want to jinx him, but you certainly expect the worst when you see him coming off the field in that scenario. You hope for the best, but it did not look good with Ninkovich coming off the field. That's the good, the bad, and the injured here. On the Sun Live Patriots postgame show, Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Coming up on the Sun Live Patriots postgame show, you'll hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. That's in about 20 minutes following his team's 28-0 win over the Miami Dolphins today in Foxborough, locking up a top two spot in the AFC. Also, coming up in less than an hour, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady should come your way shortly after 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Let's reach out to some of these phone calls here as the phone lines are open, 508-298-0398. What do you think of the Patriots' road, their pathway to get back to another Super Bowl? Look, all New England's got to do is win a divisional game here in Foxborough next week, or 2 weeks from now, and then they have to go into Denver. Potentially, that would be the worst-case scenario. I don't know. I look at it and say, if Houston has to come in here, or Baltimore, or Indianapolis, or Cincinnati, you've already beaten two of those teams in this stadium. So you have to like that if you're the Patriots. And I like their chances with Baltimore coming up here the way the Ravens have been playing. So those are the teams you could potentially see in the divisional round minus Cincinnati. It would be Houston, Baltimore, or Indianapolis, two of whom you've already beaten here, and one of whom you took down to the wire on the road all the way back in week 3, and the Ravens are a totally different team now. So I like the chances of winning a divisional game here, and I like the chances of going into Denver and winning a game. I know they haven't lost in forever, but the Patriots handed it to them earlier this year here in Foxborough. I like their chances of going in and beating Denver. I think the schedule, the way this thing's set up, is incredibly favorable for the New England Patriots. What do you think? 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. As the Texans fall earlier today in Indianapolis, it really sets up well and shook out well for the Patriots here on the final Sunday of the NFL season. Let's open up the phone lines. We'll kick it off with Vinny in Michigan. What do you think about the setup for the Patriots, Vinny?
First of all, sorry, Houston. Better luck next time. And I think it's a good setup. I agree with you. I thought we needed to buy. We need to get people healthy. It's good to have that home game. You know, it's hard to tell who's going to come in. It could really be any of those four. But as bad as the Texans are playing, as bad as the Ravens are playing, you don't know who's going to be coming in here. It could be the Ravens. Could be the Texans, right? I think that's one of the two. Well,
yeah, it could be Houston, could be Baltimore, or Indianapolis. Any one of those three teams, two of whom you've already beaten this year in Foxborough.
And then, yeah, that pitch. First of all, Steve Gregory, he's on a good list, but I think he might be shelling out some money for that hit on Pisano.
Yep. He also, by the way, took an awful angle, and I'm trying to remember. It was a play down by the goal line where Miami had an open receiver who dropped it. I think it was Ginn who dropped it going into the end zone, and Gregory took an awful angle. However, you got to give him credit for the interception because it led to the Pats' first points of the game.
And I was just waiting all day for that Gronk spike, and I finally got it, and I'm glad. I'm really glad. I know that Tom and them wanted to stay out there for the second half, especially since they hadn't put any points up yet. So I was good to see him get that rolling, and I'm looking forward to these playoffs. I think we got a hell of a shot to get back to the Super Bowl.
Look,
I'm
Vinny. Vinny, I agree, and we appreciate the phone call, 508-298-0398. Again, you got to beat one of Houston, Baltimore, or Indianapolis in 2 weeks in Foxborough. That, to me, is a gimme. Patriots should be able to do that. You don't want to say no problem, but I like their chances in that game, and I like their chances going into Denver as well. Now, look, I want to see who they'd have to get in the Super Bowl. Should they get to that point, which NFC team? The Patriots struggled against the NFC, and more specifically, the NFC West this season. So I'd like to see who that team is in the Super Bowl, but I like their chances. Looking at the setup now, of going to back-to-back Super Bowls. Coming into today, I didn't think Houston was going to lose to Indianapolis. I certainly gave the Colts a fair shake, but if you asked me to pick it, I was not going to take the Colts in that game. I know they had Chuck Pagano to play for. I just thought Houston had more to play for when it came down to it. The Colts could not tangibly gain anything in the standings. Houston could. The road to the AFC, or the road to the Super Bowl through the AFC, would have gone through Houston, and they couldn't take care of business. So, look, the Patriots exposed Houston less than a month ago here in Foxborough. If they come back in here, maybe they give you more of a game than the last time the Patriots saw them, but I like their chances against the Texans after already hammering them here in Foxborough earlier this season. Let's go to Brian in Ontario. What do you think about how the playoffs set up for the Patriots, Brian?
Well, I think the playoffs look pretty good. I think Houston's been exposed. I think Schaub being one player that's been exposed. I really didn't think he was an elite quarterback. They have a great defense, but I really don't think they're still. I know they had an 11-1 record coming into their downfall and all that kind of stuff, but I really didn't see them as an elite team. I saw them as a really good team that was playing some teams that weren't coming up against them, and they just didn't seem to be playing teams that were, you know, ready for them or something along that lines. Like a team that was like saying they were taking, it seemed like teams were taking them too lightly But well, what I really wanted to say
yeah,
was,
sure.
What I really wanted to say was, if I'm going to have a bad, if I'm going to throw someone on the bad list tonight, I'm going to throw Bill Belichick. And I cannot believe with a 21 and then a 28-point lead that he still had Brady and Wes Welker and some of his other guys out on the field in the last 2 minutes. Now, I have defended him before about, playing to the bore, full bore, go for it, you just play, blah, blah. But when you know for a fact that the other game's over, you know that it's 20, you know that no matter what you do at 21-0 with the 4 minutes to go or whatever, that you're not going to change one way or the other. I cannot believe that he would have his top players, his elite players, out on the field.
Yeah, and Brian, we appreciate the phone call, 508-298-0398. Again, taking your thoughts on how this playoff scenario sets up for the Patriots with the AFC playoff picture now set in stone. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right today to come in and hammer away at the Patriots and the way they approach those final couple minutes. I have been critical of Belichick leaving guys in before. I'm trying to think of one of the games. It might have been the Jets game on Thanksgiving where I thought they were too many gimmick plays and they were leaving guys in for too long. I've been critical of Belichick doing it before. Today, it was a 3-touchdown game for most of it, which means if Miami scores, all of a sudden, you have a game on your hands. So I didn't have a huge problem with the way Belichick approached it. And honestly, it's not the direction I want to take things here today. If you feel that way, my apologies. But I just think with the Patriots locking up a top 2 seed, there are other things to focus on. And look, they pitched a shutout today. And I think the defense the last 2 weeks against inept offenses, which needs to be pointed out, but the last 2 weeks, I think the defense has played very, very well. And going back the last 6 or 7 games, minus the San Francisco game, they played very, very well. 7 sacks today, constantly getting after the quarterback. I thought Ninkovich was playing a whale of a game, a monster game, before he went down. So that's a big blow to the Patriots' defensive front, but they were pressuring Tannehill throughout. It wasn't just Justin Francis, it was that whole front 7. Looking at the emails here, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Dirk writes in from Belgium. Adam, while Gronkowski had some nice catches and, of course, the touchdown, I'm wondering if it was wise to play him this week with his arm still not being 100%. He obviously was protecting it when blocking. So was he in too early, or did he just give him some reps so he didn't come in cold into the postseason? Or did they, rather, just give him some reps so he didn't come in cold going into the postseason? I said this last week. I said it on the pregame show. I've been consistent in this. I would have played him. Assuming he's cleared, which he was, I would have played him, and they did. So you know what you have in him. Now they can evaluate, how's he going to block 2 weeks from now? And it didn't look good, as the emailer pointed out. Dirk, he's blocking one-handed. You know, we saw Gronkowski with an uncharacteristic drop earlier in the game, and then he came back with a 23-yard touchdown late to put the Patriots in front 28-0. And the game was already in doubt at that point, but at least you like to see him when he's wide open, and he was wide, wide open on that play. Dolphins had three guys around him, but Gronkowski just went right down the seam. There was no one within 5 yards of him. So it's good to at least know that if he's in space, he can make those plays. But Gronkowski looked far from 100%. I would have played him like the Patriots did today so you could see what you have in him. Also, I do want to go back to the caller's point from a few moments ago, the one who criticized Belichick and said, you know, he wasn't taking Houston seriously. I do want to pat myself on the back for this, because I remember when Houston came back and beat the Jaguars, whatever week that was. I think it was the week following Thanksgiving. They had a tough one against the Lions, or maybe it was the week prior to that. And Matt Schaub threw for 500 yards and led the Texans back. And I said at the time, look, everyone's going, well, this is an example of the Texans being able to beat you multiple ways. They can beat you with their defense and their running game, and now they can beat you throwing the football, Matt Schaub with his arm. I've said this for the last month. We know the Texans can beat bad teams, and Matt Schaub can throw on bad teams and come from behind. I don't know that he can do it against good teams. We certainly didn't see it here. So that's their Achilles heel. That's their weakness. Their defense is great. Their running game is elite. But can they throw when they have to? And I think today was another example of Matt Schaub just not being, forget elite and forget, you know, very good. I don't know how adequate he is as a quarterback. And I think when you're behind, a lot of his flaws are exposed. And I think that's some of what you saw today. And the Patriots certainly did it to him back in early December when they were able to take care of the Texans. 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. Mark's in England. What do you think about the Patriots' chances here to return to a Super Bowl, Mark?
Oh, I think it's pretty good. But I want to comment on, like, the last emailer, Gronkowski.
Yep.
He didn't look nearly ready.
No.
Even his spike was horrible at the end.
it was wishy-washy, right? Like, I think we all kind of saw it coming, and you could see it trending that way, Mark. But, yeah, it was wishy-washy. It didn't seem like he was 100% into it.
No, I think he was. Now, I don't know if he's hurting, physically hurting, or he's just worried about protecting that arm. But I don't think he's really ready to come back and play full-time.
Well, I will say, Mark, and we appreciate the phone call, I will say that the bye week is going to benefit him. It's going to benefit Tlaib. It's going to benefit Dennard. I'm not sure, with the way Ninkovich came off the field, that it's going to make much of a difference for him. But for some of those other guys, Dennard missed his second straight game today, and I've liked what we've seen out of Dennard, to be honest, and I've been consistent in saying that as well. But Gronkowski and Tlaib both were active today. Tlaib, I don't believe, got on the field at any point. And Gronkowski was very limited out there today, had a couple of catches, including the touchdown. But it's clear, neither of those guys are healthy. They did the same thing with Tlaib last week that they did with Gronkowski this week. Managed his snaps, got him out there. Let's see what you can get out of the player. And I like that approach. The Patriots now have some kind of baseline for how Gronkowski will look in a game. And it'll only get better from there. 2 weeks healthier and with a game under his belt. I like that they played him today. You can now evaluate on film how he did. How'd he block? How healthy is he? Outside of just seeing him in practice, how much is he favoring that one arm? So, to me, those are things I wanted to see. And I've been consistent. We talked about it a ton last week after the Jaguars game. How would you approach things with Gronkowski? This is exactly how I would have done it. Manage his snaps, get him out there, and give yourself a baseline to evaluate him going forward. I think that's important, because we saw Gronkowski come back rusty as all get out in the Super Bowl last year against the Giants. And I understand it was a different time frame and a different injury, but I don't think you want to go in blind to another playoff game building a game plan around Gronkowski before you know what he's capable of. And today was the baseline. It should only get better with 2 more weeks to heal up. I would say Tlaib, same thing. You saw him for 8 to 10 plays, whatever it was last week. Hopefully 2 weeks from now he's healthy enough to get back out there. Let's continue rolling through the phone calls. Jonathan is in Las Vegas. What do you think about the setup for the Patriots in the postseason, Jonathan?
Yeah, you know, Adam, I think that we got a really good shot of going to the Super Bowl. You know, I feel better now about us instead of having to go to the Texans and the Broncos. You know, the defense these last couple weeks, like you said, they've been playing really good. You know, 7 sacks. I know it was against Miami, but still it was really good. And out of those four teams, those four wild card teams, who would you like to play the most?
Which team would I like to see the Patriots match up against the most? The Colts.
Yeah.
I still think the Colts are the worst easily out of those three teams that the Patriots could potentially face. And the Patriots clearly matched up very well against them earlier this year, Jonathan. I wouldn't be afraid of any of those three teams. I think the Patriots should be able to beat all of those three teams fairly handily. But if I had to hand pick one, I would go with the Colts. And I understand they're the lowest seed. And Jonathan, we appreciate the phone call. So maybe that's an obvious statement. But I don't know, with the way they look today against Houston, maybe you'd see people arguing the other way or arguing for another team. Baltimore's clearly been trending in the wrong direction. They fall today, though. They didn't even start Flacco and some other guys in that game. But I think the toughest matchup out of the three would be Baltimore. They played you tough in the AFC Championship game here last year. They already beat you this year. It was in Baltimore, and it was early in the year when both teams were playing much differently. But out of the three that the Patriots can potentially face, that's the team I'd like to face the least. And I think the Colts would be the best matchup with the Texans sandwiched in there. They're still a dangerous team. Despite what happened today in Indy and despite what the Patriots did to them earlier this year, they won't be a cakewalk. It won't be 42-14 again or whatever it was back on December 10th. Yeah, 42-14. But they should be able to take care of that team. We've seen it before. So, I don't know. I like their chances in that scenario.
By the way, just updating a little history.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson just busted like, you know, a 15, 18-yard run, and looks like Minnesota's going to kick the game-winning field goal here with 3 seconds left. He's going to end up 9 yards short, I believe. So he's that 8 yards short, that close, he's going to come.
Incredible. Yeah, they're showing the graphic really right now close. On Red Zone. Eric Dickerson, 2,105 yards is the record he set back in 1984. AP with 2,097 yards. He ran for 68 or whatever it was in the first quarter. And more importantly, looks like he's going to get the Vikings into the postseason with a win over the Packers, which is just incredible. I will say, prior to this week, and I think we talked about it a little bit last week, with Adrian Peterson coming that close to the record, crossing over 2,000 yards, and with the Vikings kicking their way into the postseason as Blair Walsh just barely hooked it inside the upright. The Vikings do officially win. That's a big boon to Adrian Peterson's MVP case. And I had been all Peyton Manning for, I don't know, the last 2 months in terms of the MVP race. I think today is going to swing it to Peterson. You know, had another monster day against Green Bay. Vikings return to the postseason for the first time since 2009. So that would be my feeling on it. I hadn't been an AP guy in the MVP race. This swings things away from Peyton Manning, but this isn't about the MVP. It's Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can get in touch, 508-298-0398. We've rolled out the question, how do you like the Patriots set up here in the postseason? It looks like a clear path to the Super Bowl. Not saying Denver will be a cakewalk or a layup or anything like that, but this is about the best case scenario you could hope for. The only thing that could have gone right that didn't for the Patriots is the Broncos losing against Kansas City, and I'm not sure anyone anticipated that one happening. Let's open the phones back up. Let's go to Adam in Fort Worth. What do you think about that playoff setup for the Patriots, Adam?
Well, first of all, I have to agree with you, Adam. I think it looks really good. You know, we took care of Denver earlier in the season. That was several months ago. But nobody really scares me, especially if we have to go on the road to Denver. To be honest with you, I don't see that being a problem. Today, I thought, you know, I really thought the defense showed up pretty good. A lot of pressure, a lot of swarming from the D. I understand it was Miami, but I thought they looked pretty good. And, you know, other than that, I don't see, there's no excuse for them not to be playing in New Orleans at the end of the season, to be honest.
I would scale it back just a bit, Adam. I would say there's no excuse for them not to get to the AFC Championship game, right? Like, if you lost in Denver,
if you lost in Denver,
it would be disappointing, but I think we could all wrap our heads around it. The Broncos have won whatever it is in a row now, 11 straight, after beating Kansas City today. So I think we could all wrap our heads around a loss in Denver, though no one will be happy with it. But they shouldn't lose to Houston or Baltimore or Indianapolis here. I'd agree with you on that point, Adam.
No, I agree. And I think from my perspective, I think Denver, I don't know if you agree or not, I feel like the Patriots offense is just a ton more dynamic than Denver's offense is.
Oh.
And when you look at the defenses, hey, Denver, I would say they have a better defense, but it's predicated on the pass rush. And with our O-line, I would say we're getting pretty healthy at the right time of year. I think that is gigantic right now. And I think Phil Sims and those guys talked about it on the broadcast. But it's like everybody knows, every single year when you reach the playoffs, it's who is healthiest at this time of year for the most part. And you still got to show up and win the game and make plays. You know, like we haven't looked good the last couple of weeks, but I feel like if you're going to have a performance going into a bye week and going into the playoffs the following week, I feel like this was about as good as you can get this week.
No, totally, Adam. And look, we said the only thing that could have gone better, and we appreciate the phone call, is the Broncos falling to Kansas City. And I think that was a pipe dream. Indy beating Houston was somewhat realistic. I don't think anyone expected Denver to lose to the Chiefs, and that game wasn't close. But look, on a few points, yes, I agree with Adam. The Patriots' offense is much more dynamic than Denver. It was on display here when the two teams met earlier this season in Foxborough. That was when the Patriots unveiled that uber hurry-up, right? That super, super fast-paced offense. Week 5, October 7th, here in Foxborough, a 31-21 win for the Patriots, and it wasn't even that close. It wasn't even that close. Their offense is much more dynamic. So, yeah, the Patriots need to beat Houston, Baltimore, or Indianapolis here in Foxborough in the divisional round 2 weeks from now, whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday, we don't know that yet. And then go into Denver, potentially the following week, and who knows, maybe somebody knocks off Denver on the other side and you get a home game in the AFC Championship game. The road could not set up any better for the Patriots. And just quickly on the Broncos, yes, it's an 11-game winning streak, but outside of Baltimore and Cincinnati, who have they beaten in that stretch? You want to give them New Orleans? Or Tampa Bay? Those are the next best teams. Ready? We'll take you through them quick. San Diego, New Orleans, Cincy, Carolina, San Diego, Kansas City, Tampa, Oakland, Baltimore, Cleveland, Kansas City again. It's garbage. So they're winning, but I'm not sure that this winning streak and the overall records are necessarily indicative of where these two teams are right now. And the Patriots beat them head-to-head in Week 5. And maybe the Broncos have gotten better since that point. I like the Patriots' chances and their ability to go into Denver and win an AFC Championship game. Let's go to Melvin in Tennessee. What do you think about this setup for the Pats, Mel?
I'm loving the setup, and the road to the Super Bowl is looking a whole lot better than last week, I could say, at least. A couple quick thoughts on this game. I couldn't be proud. I thought the team, it's about time, really, but ever since maybe Houston, they really haven't put together four quarters of football. I thought they played well all the way through. Loved Francis. Who else? Trevor Scott. I've forgotten to mention it plenty of times, but throughout Chandler Jones' injury, he's come in and looked pretty good. Really not too heavy with Hernandez still dropping a lot of passes. I don't know what's going on with him, but I really hate to jump the road to Denver like everybody else has, but I really have to say something about Denver because I've been watching them. And still through these games, although they're winning, they've had a lot of slow starts. They're still having that turn the ball over with somewhere, I know, a fumble today and an interception there. They just pull themselves out of the hole. And now versus at the beginning of the year. And if you look at those first couple of games, that's when they really played the more elite teams. And they didn't fare so well with them. I know they were, you know, getting used to everybody, but still, you could weigh this option away their little streak two ways, because when they played their real teams, they struggled.
I mean, Melvin, that's totally how I see it, and thanks for the phone call. And again, not to say the Broncos aren't a good team, but I agree with that. What Melvin just said is how a lot of the national media explains away Denver's slow start. Oh, well, they were gelling. They were just coming together. Well, maybe that's the case, but when they went head-to-head with Atlanta and Houston and New England, they lost all those games. So, I don't know, should we just write that off because it was early in the season? I don't feel that way. I think the Broncos are playing better. I think a lot of that has to do with the schedule and the teams that they're now playing, as opposed to Peyton Manning just figuring out, you know, his 15-yard outs to Demaryius Thomas. You know, I don't believe that's what it is. When you start playing the Chargers and the Chiefs every week, that's when you start winning 11 in a row. That's sort of how I feel about it. But look, it could be settled 3 weeks from now in Denver, should the seeding hold in the AFC, and then it won't be up to guesswork or projections of internet radio hosts like myself. You know, we'll see it on the field. But I'm not overly impressed with what the Broncos have done the last 11 weeks. 508 888-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. I see you guys hanging out. I promise we will get to you coming up here. But I thought Mel brought up an interesting point on the phones. Not just Aaron Hernandez, who he singled out with some poor drops in this game, and it's happened for the last couple of games, but Gronkowski didn't look like himself out there. Yes, he had a touchdown catch, but he was blocking one-armed. How do you feel about the Patriots' tight ends going into the postseason? Both of them are banged up. Neither of them look like themselves. And also, we head to the podium and hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. That's next on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE-certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you here on Patriots.com. We're live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, following the Patriots 28-0 blanking of the Miami Dolphins, which allows New England to grab a top two seed in the AFC, which means they'll have a bye week in the postseason. We'll see you 2 weeks from now in Foxborough against an undetermined opponent among Houston, Baltimore, and Indianapolis. And we'll get back to your phone calls, 508-298-0398, but want to head back out to the guest line and welcome in Patriots defensive end Trevor Scott to the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. He had one of the Patriots' 7 sacks of Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill today. Trevor, what was going right for you guys and your pass rush today?
We were just, number one, we were getting the quarterback. That was the biggest thing. We've been getting there all year. Just tonight, all the chips fell into place.
You had 2 sacks the last time you guys were down in Miami. You replaced Chandler Jones in that game. Today, another sack. What's gone right for you specifically in this matchup against Miami?
I mean, I've just been doing a better job, focusing on my techniques, my fundamentals, and I've been coming through, getting to the quarterback. So that's been a good deal.
Patriots defensive end Trevor Scott joining us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com. Trevor, at what point did you guys have a realistic idea or a realistic feeling that Houston may lose to the Indianapolis Colts today, giving you guys a top two spot in the AFC?
I mean, we kind of thought, if you can't get up for this game, talking about the Colts, then, what can you get up for, with their head coach coming back and everything. So we definitely had our eye on the game, coming into this game. So, I mean, it's definitely huge for us.
17 weeks now in the books for you guys. You finish at 12-4 and the second seed in the AFC behind Denver. What was the message from head coach Bill Belichick following this win and now heading into the postseason?
I mean, the message was simple, just, get ready for playoffs. We're just going to keep working. We're not taking any time off or anything like that. So, we're just going to come in, business as usual, and just and get ready for, what lies ahead.
What did the loss today of Rob Ninkovich mean for the defense, or due to your defense, rather?
It's huge. You know, Rob's a great player. You know, he does, you know, whatever you ask him to, and he does it, you know, better than anybody. So it's definitely huge. Don't know the status of him or, you know, what exactly happened, but it's definitely, if he's going to be out, it's going to be a huge loss.
All right, he is Patriots defensive end Trevor Scott, one of the Patriots' seven sacks in their 28-0 shutout of the Miami Dolphins. Trevor, thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.
All right, Trevor Scott joining us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. They were really all over Ryan Tannehill today. A sack for Trevor Scott, three for Justin Francis. Rob Ninkovich, before leaving the game, in the backfield constantly throughout this one. It was announced a hip injury. Looked like it could have been a knee injury as well for Rob Ninkovich. So we'll see what his status is going forward, but you get the feeling that we're not going to have an update on that for a while. The bye week should help in his case, as it should for Rob Gronkowski and Aqib Talib, both of whom were active today. Gronkowski with a touchdown catch. Talib did not see the field in the Patriots' 28-0 win over Miami. Let's head back to the phones. 508-298-0398. Let's go to Alvin in Texas. He's been waiting patiently. What do you think about this postseason setup for the Pats, Alvin?
I'm so happy, please. One thing I always got to say for Amber, the Jays, on behalf of Facebook. The thing is that I was mentioning about the Texans. It was about the coach about over there in Indianapolis. They really wanted to win that game, and they gave it to the coach for the Colts. They took their heart and they won the game. And I could have told the Texans they just lost it. And I wouldn't be surprised if they lose in the first round, the Texans. I would not be shocked. The Patriots are always like they always play. They always play like with heart, and that's the thing about it. And I think the Broncos, they've just been playing a bunch of jokers.
Yeah, I mean, look, Alvin, I feel that way, and I appreciate the phone call. It's just hard for me to know what Denver truly is. I guess that's the way I want to put it. I don't want to minimize winning 11 straight in the NFL. Right? It's not easy to do. And you can make the case the Patriots have lost to some jokers, right? They lost to the Cardinals earlier this season, the way the Ravens are trending. The Seattle loss looks a lot better now, but at the time, it certainly wasn't viewed positively here in New England or around the country. So I think if you wanted to, you could go back and poke holes in what the Patriots accomplished this season as well. But I just don't feel like we truly know who Denver is. The three toughest teams they've played this year, they lost to: Atlanta, Houston, New England. You know, a couple of them were on the road, but I just don't feel we know who that team is at this point. That's how I'll put it to you with the Denver Broncos. I don't think we have a good read on who they are. By the way, the seeding in the NFC is set as well, minus the NFC champion tonight on Sunday Night Football between the Redskins and Cowboys. Good news for the Patriots: the New York Giants have officially been eliminated, so they're out. You already knew Atlanta was the number one seed in the AFC. San Francisco grabbed the two spot because Green Bay lost to Minnesota. Those two teams will play each other again. That's the 3-6 matchup in the NFC. And Seattle will get the winner of Washington and Dallas tonight on Sunday Night Football. So there's your NFC playoff scenarios. Again, the Patriots are the number two seed in the AFC behind top-seeded Denver. Houston's the three, Baltimore the four. Number five is Indianapolis, and then six is the Cincinnati Bengals. The Patriots can play any of Houston, Baltimore, or Indianapolis 2 weeks from now in the divisional round here in Foxborough. Let's go through some of these emails to webradio@patriots.com. Kevin in High Point, North Carolina writes in, "Adam, first of all, great day for Pats Nation. The unlikely scenario of getting a bye came through, which gives this team some much-needed rest. I was happy with the effort on all sides of the ball today, although I don't know why Brady needed to be out there the whole game. Backup quarterbacks exist for this exact reason. With that being said, it's all good, although I worry about Ninkovich's injury. Can't wait to see who our next opponent is." That's the second person who's weighed in on the Belichick handling of Brady and Welker at the end of the game. I thought it was a little weird that Welker was back there grabbing punts, and I saw some people tweeting about that. Again, I didn't put up a big stink about it, but I thought it was a little strange. There are other guys who can return punts. The Patriots didn't have McCourty return kicks today, though there was only one kickoff from the Dolphins anyway. It was Woodhead back there. So I think they could have experimented with that. But look, I think Belichick's track record on this is pretty well established. He's going to leave Brady out there in five or six touchdown games, never mind three touchdown games. So I just think his track record is well established. You feel about it how you feel. I just don't think today was anything new, I guess is how I'd like to put it to you. This is what Belichick does. So, you know, at least people are consistent in it, that they get frustrated with it, but I just don't see how today was any different than what Belichick typically does. Continuing with the emails, webradio@patriots.com. It's where Kevin in New Brunswick writes in, Adam, hope you guys had a great holiday. I've never seen myself root so hard for the Colts before today, writes Kevin. Great game by our defense. Thought they played well, and our offense actually came out making plays early. I feel we had a good shot, and I feel good about going into the divisional round with a bye week. Not worried about any teams in the AFC, and I feel we're a more complete team than Denver. Again, that's Kevin in New Brunswick writing in to webradio@patriots.com. I don't know if complete is the word I would use for the Patriots. You know, because I do think the Broncos do a lot of things well. I'm skeptical of how good their running game actually is against a good run defense. And the Patriots' run defense has been up and down. It was great for the first half of the season, and it's been more down for the last half, though they had a nice day today against the Dolphins and what has been a strong running attack in recent weeks. But I'd just be curious to see how No'Shawn Moreno does against a team like the Patriots' run defense with Vince Wilfork up front. I'd just like to see that before we chalk that up as a quality running game for the Broncos. But, you know, Peyton Manning can sling it. He's got good receivers between Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. And the Broncos' defense statistically is a top 5 D, though the Patriots already shredded it this season. So more complete, getting back to the point, isn't necessarily the word I would use to describe the Patriots compared to the Broncos. I think they're more explosive. I think the Patriots are more dynamic. And I think how they beat Denver in Denver is the same way they beat them here. You get out to a huge lead. You push the tempo. And I think you can run away from the Broncos. But I'm just not sure they're more quote-unquote complete. Let's go back to the phones. 508-298-0398. We've been asking the question throughout the course of the Sun Life Patriots post-game show. The Patriots' pathway to the Super Bowl now set up. A divisional round game in 2 weeks against Houston, Baltimore, or Indianapolis, and then presumably the following week, the AFC Championship game in Denver. How do you feel about that setup for the Patriots? Let's go to Vinny in Michigan. What do you think, Vin?
First of all, you stole my thunder when you said the Giants were out, and that's a big point. No Giants? that is amazing. Secondly, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun to knock out Peyton Manning on the playoffs again. I miss that feeling. And last thing I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say, but oh, why doesn't Brady wear captain patch? You know, any info on that?
Your phone is difficult to understand. What'd you say, Vin? Why doesn't Brady wear what?
A captain's patch.
A captain's patch. I don't know the answer to that, to be honest. Because you certainly see players around the NFL wear them, and I feel like Patriots wear them. Why doesn't Brady wear one? I don't have the answer to that. We can ask around. If we would have had that phone call before Trevor Scott, we could ask Trevor Scott. Maybe he would have known the answer. Checking the emails.
Would have been some hard-hitting journalism there, Jones.
Right? We really could have gotten to the bottom of it.
By the way, I almost just fell over. I hope I didn't alarm you.
Yeah, I didn't want to point that out to our listeners.
It was so cold out there. It was 16 degrees when I came in that my feet are starting to cramp up.
For those of you who don't know, Kevin Collins is out there on the sidelines, roaming the sidelines out there, and typically he's pretty bundled up anyway.
I'm wearing 3 pairs of socks. My feet are still cramping up from all the cold.
Normally, I think you're a little over-bundled up, but today, you couldn't have enough bundle, I can tell you. It was freezing out there. It was freezing in here. I'm wearing a jacket right now. I'm inside wearing a jacket.
The garage doors are open.
And you heard Sims talk about it on the broadcast. It is frigid outside. So Kevin Collins still trying to thaw out in the other room. Almost fell over. I didn't want to point that out for our listeners, Kevin. Here on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show, Adam Jones, Kevin Collins on Patriots.com. We're presented by Yokohama Tires. Buy any set of 4 Yokohama Tires now through January 31st and get $100 Patriots Pro Shop gift card free. This offer is available at all participating Sullivan Tire service centers, but hurry, supplies are limited. Squeeze in an email here from Vishon, webradio@patriots.com. Guys, just wanted to ask if you think Brady has a good chance to win the MVP this season. I know Manning's the front runner, but it's still there as a possibility for Brady winning it because he had a very good year only throwing 8 picks. I think Brady's in the mix, but I think both Manning and now Adrian Peterson are ahead of him. And I admit, I'm late to the Adrian Peterson bandwagon, but them getting into the postseason and him almost setting the single-season record and, by the way, going over 2,000 yards, I think that's enough to overtake Manning. And if they split it, by the way, like, you have to be one or the other. I've been all Manning until this week, and now if I had a vote, I would give it to Peterson. That's how I'd do it. Anyone who splits it, it's like, could you be any more wishy-washy about this thing? So I hope to God that it's not co-MVPs this year. That's the biggest cop-out of all time. Pick one and go with them. Don't be afraid about getting it wrong or hurting people's feelings. And it took me 17 weeks to warm up to it, but I would vote Peterson at this point. And I've been on the Peyton Manning bandwagon, given what he's had to come back from for the last 2 months. So this is the first week I've come in and said it. In fact, last week, I think I was pretty adamant. I think Manning should get it. The way Peterson ran through the Green Bay defense, literally putting the team on his shoulders and running them into the postseason, he deserves it, in my view. He does. That's how I'd vote. And Brady is on the short list, but he's not going to beat out either of those two. So I apologize to any Patriots fans whose bubble I'm bursting there. But I think most fans have resigned themselves to the fact that it ain't going to be Brady this year. And look, it's not the end of the world. Patriots road to the Super Bowl, as we've laid out for you here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, setting up pretty good. Patriots blow out the Dolphins today, shut out the Dolphins today, 28-0 in Foxborough to wrap up the season at 12-4. Let's head down to the podium and hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick after the win.
Well, it was good. I thought it was a really good performance by our team today. These guys really did a good job. We had a good week of practice. They were obviously ready to go today. And players played well. Got good contributions from all three phases of the game. And had a lot of guys step up and make plays. And I don't want to single anybody out. There were so many guys that contributed. But it was a good, solid effort. Proud of our team. And so the results are what they are. We'll see how it goes here going forward. But hopefully this will be a good game that we can step off from and keep working to improve and get better in our next outing. We got the score play game, but we can't really worry about what everybody else is doing. We got to do what we can do, and whatever else happens, happens. So. He was ready to play.
We still played at Houston last week.
He was ready to play.
Well, for a guy who just got a first round bye and wrapped up another division playoff, I don't exactly know who joy.
Wrapped up the division a month ago, Jim.
No,
I mean, unless I missed it.
It's pretty good news.
But whatever it is, it is. Whatever it is, it is. When we have to play, we'll play.
How big an advantage is that? Your
expectation? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They did a good job, but it's team defense. And guys are covered. Quarterback had to hold the ball. That helped their pass rush. Guys rushed well. Guys covered well. But, when the receivers are open, doesn't matter what your pass rush is. But if you make the quarterback hold the ball, then that helps the pass rush. It was good team defense. We did a good job in the running game. There were some long yardage situations. So that, and of course we got ahead in the game. That obviously made them have to throw more. So that worked our advantage too. But it was good team defense today. Again, I couldn't single anybody out. But the guys in the back end played well. The guys up front played well. It was a big turnover to start the game, put us in good field position early, and of course Dante, jumped on that fumble there down on the goal line, which, we had several fumbles against him in the last game and only recovered one, so it was good to be able to get that one. Well, I think some of that's overrated. There were several times when, one guy came in and flushed the quarterback out and somebody else got him, so if we get him as a team, we get him. But they all did a good job. Justin, Chandler, Vince, Brandon, Kyle, Trevor, Rob. They all did a good job. We'll see what it is. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what it is.
Bill, you talk about the team's toughness. Game like today, not easy. What the conditions are in the greatest cold. No turnovers, and then letting it maybe stretch out over the season. This team.
Yeah. Well, it was certainly good. Yeah, it was certainly good today. Wasn't too good a couple weeks ago where we handled the ball away, the whole game, or the first half of it anyway. But, it was good today. The conditions weren't easy, but players handled them well. They handled the ball well for the most part. I mean, we dropped some balls, but overall we took care of it. Didn't turn it over, and that was good. Tackled okay. So, I think our overall execution on today's game, on a lot of areas, given the elements and all that, was good.
Bill,
Hopefully we can do that on a consistent basis. Well, I mean, he's mainly played defensive end this year, but he's also, of course, played in the kicking game. And, you know, at times he plays some linebacker. But you know, he's done that before in the past for us, so. Yeah, it's pretty common. There's a lot of guys in the league to play linebacker that then go to rush, you know, on third down. We've been in a four-man front, so he's been rushing most of the time. So, and that's, you know, I mean, he's a tough kid. He's very competitive, and he's got good versatility. And his ability to help us in the kicking game as well as defensively, you know, over the years, including this year, is, you know, it's pretty valuable too. He does a good job. I don't know. I mean, we played good today. We'll see what happens the next time we play. I don't know. You know, every week it's own challenge, so we'll see how we do against somebody else, or, you know, what that matchup is. But you know, today they did a good job. I mean, anytime you can hold a team no points in this league, that's, you know, you got to be doing something right. All right. Thank you.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick following his team's 28-0 shutout of the Miami Dolphins. By the way, the first shutout for the Patriots since blanking Tennessee 59-0 all the way back in 2009. Patriots pile up 7 sacks in this one, 3 coming from Justin Francis, though when Belichick was asked about Francis there, didn't sound overly impressed or at least overly effusive about the rookie. Wants to go back and see some of the tape. And look, I understand the point. You know, Ninkovich was in the backfield all game before getting knocked out, of course, with what's been called a hip injury. Can't really tell from the screen what it was, but the Patriots announced it as a hip injury. He was in the backfield the entire first half before he got knocked out of the game, causing other sacks. But I think you also saw, for instance, on Brandon Dederick's sack, Wilfork was the guy who had the pressure up the middle. So I understand what Belichick is saying. You know, sometimes you can't... sacks are overrated because that's not where the pressure is coming from, and a guy essentially falls on top of the guy. But when you have 3 of them, I think it's an impressive stat. And I think Justin Francis has been trending in the right direction. He had no sacks coming into the game today, as Jim Nance and Phil Simms pointed out on the broadcast. But 3 of them today helps give you a better evaluation about the direction he's been trending at the end of the year. 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Let's talk to our good buddy Chester in Portland. What do you think about how the postseason sets up for the Patriots, Chester?
Adam, I am so fired up. You know, I actually just got done working. Unfortunately, the game wasn't televised out here in the Northwest, but caught some things on Red Zone. You know, number one, feeling great about this defense shutting out an opponent. You know, as you just referenced, I didn't do the research, but going back to 09 with Tennessee, and I think we all remember that game. You know, to me, what this does is, number one, it gives our guys a vote of confidence. You know, getting the bye today, fantastic to see things unfold in our favor today. But, you know, going into earlier this week, one of my points with the guys on PFW was, you know, what is our coaching staff going to do in terms of preparing for an opponent that we had already faced this season? And really the only other example being New York, the Jets on Thanksgiving, and I think we saw the effort in terms of our adjustment there. Namely with, you know, teams that are really good pressuring us with their front 7, and, you know, the adjustments that we saw today, or at least from what I saw from afar, are really remarkable and really give me as a fan a vote of confidence in terms of our coaching staff's level of preparation and ability there. And not that it's any surprise here, but, you know, knowing that we're going to have multiple potential opponents that we've faced earlier this season, you know, I think that plays to our focus in terms of, you know, being able to handle these guys a second time around and making those certain adjustments, namely with Denver and Houston and hopefully, you know, an eventual San Francisco, you know, if we are lucky to get that far. But, you know, overall, feeling great. I love the fact that we have a week to get guys like Ninko hopefully healthy again. And, you know, just thinking with the hip injury, in your opinion, does this play into the fact that a lot of these guys are playing with left pads? You know, I find that, you know, seeing these guys, you don't see a lot of the hip pads and knee pads and thigh pads that we used to see back in the old days. And, you know, I wonder if that is playing into this somewhat. But netting it out, guys, feeling great about this. You know, hope you have a nice week off, so to speak, as far as being on the air with the post game. And go Pats. Get them. It's go time, fellas.
All right, Chester, we appreciate the phone call, as always, man. You can dial us up, 508-298-0398. Give us your thoughts on where the Patriots sit here in the AFC pecking order. Seems like
an AFC championship game between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. We could be seeing it again, this time in Denver. Last time those two met up, 2006, didn't end well for the Patriots in a road AFC championship game. But you got to imagine what the ratings would be for that thing. And it seems like that's where it's pointing. Chester brought up a good point. The bye week will allow Rob Ninkovich potentially to come back and rehab from that, what was called a hip injury, though I'd be skeptical we see him in 2 weeks, just judging by the way he left the field. I would be skeptical of that one. However, it does give you a chance to get Aqib Talib and Alphonso Dennard, your two starting quarterbacks, neither of whom played today. Cornerbacks, excuse me. Neither of whom played today. Dennard inactive for the second straight week. Talib active for the second straight week, but did not play a snap. And it also helps with Rob Gronkowski. And I think that's the important one, and it ties into an email here to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Dan, the BI man, writes in.
It's Dan the BI man. He's Dan, a PFW.
Radio. Dan the BI man, excuse me. For some reason, I have trouble reading that one. Dan the BI man writes in, webradio@patriots.com. Good win today. Good to get the BI. One question, though. Why was Gronk overprotecting his injured arm? I thought he was cleared. Is he still hurt? Well, I think it's clear he's not 100%. And it goes back into that question. How do you feel about the Patriots' tight ends at this point? Aaron Hernandez has been dropping balls for the last few weeks. I thought last week was an awful game for Aaron Hernandez, and today wasn't much better. Also had a false start mixed in today beyond his drop, and Rob Gronkowski didn't look like himself. Remember, the offense was supposed to be built around these two guys, and now neither are healthy, at least fully healthy, and neither look like themselves today. And Hernandez hasn't since he's come back, you know, outside of flashes here and there. So how do you feel about the Patriots' tight ends? You know, to me, I feel a lot better about what you have going on with Welker, and particularly Woodhead, who, outside of the good list we didn't talk about a ton tonight, I think he's been great for the last month. Great. So I'd feel a lot better about those guys. And in general, though I didn't think he had a great day today, the way Brandon Lloyd's been trending, you may have to, you know, feel better about him than the way the tight ends have been playing. You know, Hernandez hasn't looked as explosive. He's been dropping footballs, and Gronkowski today looked like a shell of himself. Two catches, one was a touchdown, but Miami didn't cover him. And certainly blocking, he seemed to be favoring that one arm very heavily today. You can get in touch, webradio@patriots.com, or give us a call, 508-298-0398. Gronkowski, by the way, on the field for about a quarter of the snaps, 24 out of the Patriots' 80 plays run in their 28-0 win over the Miami Dolphins. Coming up on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, we head back to the podium. We hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady following their win over the Dolphins. That's next here on Patriots.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE-certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah. that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE-certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Just one game left in the NFL's regular season. Sunday Night Football about to kick off in D.C. between the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. The winner of that game will be the NFC East winner. They'll be the number four seed. In the NFC, everything else is set, including the AFC playoff picture. New England, your number two seed with a 28-0 win over the Miami Dolphins earlier today in Foxborough. Adam Jones with you here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. You're on Patriots.com. New England, 2 weeks from now in the divisional round, either January 12th or January 13th, will get Houston, Baltimore, or Indianapolis. Two of those teams they've already beaten here in Foxborough this season. The other, the Baltimore Ravens, have been trending in the wrong direction for a while. We've been asking you on the phones, 508-298-0398. Your emails to webradio@patriots.com. What do you think about the Patriots' road back to the Super Bowl? They were there last season after beating the Ravens here in the AFC Championship game last year. Nick writes in to webradio@patriots.com. Adam, do you think the bye will actually hurt the Patriots given the time they'll be off the field? I don't. And I've heard this theory, and I think it's I think there's a select few, a faction of Patriots fans who feel like they wanted New England to do the wild card thing, you know, win a game in the first round here, go on the road in the second round, go on the road in the AFC Championship game, and that would make you a battle-tested team going into the Super Bowl. I don't buy into it. The Patriots have not reached the Super Bowl from the wild card round. We've been saying this now for three or four straight Sun Life Patriots postgame shows, illustrating why I want New England to get the bye week. I just thought it would have been difficult to go into Denver and go into Houston if that's how things shook out. I just think the totality of that would have been too much. Couple in the fact that maybe you get Indianapolis or Cincinnati in the first round. Not that I think either of those teams would be a major hurdle, but who knows? You lose guys in that game, or you get banged up, or maybe you have a tighter one than you thought. The totality of those games was the issue for me. New England hasn't done it from the divisional round. Excuse me, from the wild card round. They've needed a bye, whether they're the one or the two. They've done it from both of those spots, reached the Super Bowl. They have not done it as a wild card team. So, no, I do not think the bye week will hurt the Patriots. It's what I've been wanting, and today couldn't have shaken out much better with the Texans falling in Indianapolis, 28-16. Houston tumbles all the way to the three seed. As recently as a couple of weeks ago, they looked like the clear-cut number one seed in the AFC. You got to wonder what the future is for Gary Kubiak in Houston. You know, and I guess their playoff run could determine some of that, but if they are one and done in the postseason and they go from prohibitive number one seed coming in here to Foxborough, whatever it was, 3 or 4 weeks ago, to potentially one and done in the postseason and falling to the wild card round, you got to wonder what the cards hold for him. And while we're on it, and I haven't mentioned them yet in this postgame show, we haven't talked about them a lot on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show because they've been eliminated for so long, but the New York Jets, a lot of news coming out on them today that I'd just like to introduce. There was the news over the weekend that Rex Ryan may want out of New York if Woody Johnson isn't willing to spend his way out, and it seems like Mike Tannenbaum is on the way out. We already know that Tony Sparano is going to be fired as soon as tomorrow. But there's also this. Tim Tebow doesn't play in the Jets finale, says he wants to be a starting quarterback next year. And Ryan came out and definitively said the following. If I thought Tebow would have helped the team win as a quarterback or as a defensive tackle, I would have played him. So finally, after 17 weeks, you get the real feelings from Rex Ryan on Tim Tebow as a quarterback. Both of them will not be in New York next season. Both of them could be gone. But there's no way both of them are back in New York next year. So just something to introduce here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. We won't go around the AFC East, given that the Patriots have had it wrapped up for about a month. We will head back to the podium and hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady coming up here in just a little bit. But want to work our way through a couple more emails. Vic in Dallas writes in, Adam, I'm just glad the Giants are out. I feel 100% better about the Patriots' chances. No one in the AFC scares me. And with time, we can better prepare for any team in the NFC. I agree. No one in the AFC should scare you. And look, the Patriots haven't fared great against the NFC this season, but I wouldn't count them out against an NFC team. I don't think there's any team that you feel you can't compete with. Hell, I still think the Niners are the best team in the NFC. And you came back from 28 down in that game here. So, yeah, I think the Patriots can compete on the same field as San Francisco. We've already seen it. But on top of the Texans dropping out of the number one spot and giving the Patriots a bye, which I think is extremely important, and I feel so much better about the Patriots. No matter what they did today against Miami, as long as they won, I feel so much better about the Patriots as a top two seed than I did as for them competing in the wild card round. But then you throw in the fact that the one team they've struggled against in the last 4 or 5 years, the New York Giants, you don't have to deal with them potentially in a Super Bowl rematch. You know, to me, it's a ways off, but you just throw it in with all the other stuff. Today worked out about as well as you could have hoped for the Patriots. The only thing that could have gone better, the Broncos lose. They snapped their what was a 10-game winning streak. They extended it to 11 with a win over the Chiefs. And then the road to the Super Bowl would have gone through Foxborough. That's the only thing that could have gone better for the Patriots today. But they get a top two seed, and the Giants are out. You will not have to face them in a potential Super Bowl matchup, which I think is a nice setup for the Patriots. We've been asking you your thoughts on how these things set up. Also, how do you feel about the Patriots' tight ends? They've been dinged up. They haven't been themselves. Those are both on the table. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio at patriots.com. I've told you, I feel great about the road, not so hot about the tight ends. You can weigh in here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones. We're presented by Sun Life Financial. They can help you protect your financial security, whether you're in the game or sidelined with an illness or injury. Talk to your employer about Sun Life benefits or visit sunlifeknowsbenefits.com to learn more. Get the benefit. Get to know Sun Life. Patriots wrap up their season at 12-4 with a 28-0 win over the Miami Dolphins. And following the game, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady spoke at the podium.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a kind of a late Christmas present, so we accept.
Was it like having Brock back?
Yeah, he made some couple big catches. You know, it's nice to get him back in the flow of things, and, you know, we used everybody, so it was exciting to, you know, have kind of everybody out there at once for first time all season. So we'll use the bye and hopefully come back strong in a couple weeks.
You were a little cranky before the last week. A little different this week. Happy with the execution?
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough out there. I mean, it was pretty cold and pretty windy. So, you know, we handled it better than the Dolphins, most importantly.
Did you see the score on the board on the field, Tom? Something to tell you? Or when did you know the Colts
were? When we came in after pregame warmups.
Much said about that?
Not really. It was just kind of, well, Coach Belichick just, you know, he said, look, you know, the only people that can improve our position are us. So, regardless of what anyone else does, we have to win, and that's what we did.
With this performance, you think you're getting pretty close to where you need to be entering the playoffs?
Well, we've won 10 of 11, so it's pretty good. You know, we were 2-3 at one point, which, you know, had some tough games early in the year, and, you know, winning 10 of 11, and the only loss was against a pretty good football team where we turned it over 4 times. So, you know, if we don't turn it over 4 times, I like our chances. You know, we're just going to keep battling. I think that's why you play them all. You know, you don't make, you know, at the halfway point, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, you kind of see where the teams are positioned, but you got to play all 16. And, you know, after you put them all together, you see where you stand, and you know, we compete against everybody. So, you know, we'll take our time to, you know, get some guys healed up and then hopefully, you know, get ready to go, you know, when we find out whoever we play. Last question.
Everybody up there at the same time. They really haven't had that.
Yep.
What are some of the things
Well, just to use their different skill sets. So, you know, those guys, Gronk caught a big touchdown. Aaron caught some pretty critical first down plays. You know, those are very flexible guys. You know, Hooman and Daniel played a big role. So all 4 tight ends played. The receivers all played. It was good to see. Thank you.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Following New England's 28-0 win over Miami today in Foxborough, we haven't talked a lot about the Patriots quarterback. 22-36 in this one, 284, and a couple of touchdowns. We did note in the Patriots pregame show, Brady had struggled in weeks 15 and 16 coming into this one against the 49ers and the Jaguars last week. Had 3 touchdowns against 4 picks, also was sacked 6 times entering this game today. I thought the Patriots offensive line had an excellent day today. Just 1 sack allowed. McCann came in, and really it wasn't on anybody on the Patriots offensive line. It was a free blitz. So I thought their O-line, a few penalties aside,
And Mankins had a false start. Solder had a false start. There were a couple of penalties. But I think in general they did a good job protecting Tom Brady. And they had been poor the last few weeks. I thought the Jaguars game was arguably the worst game they've played. But I thought they had a strong day today against a team they struggled against a month ago in Miami. Particularly Cameron Wake. They had trouble blocking him. Sebastian Vollmer had his worst game of the season coming back from a back injury. They played well protecting Brady today. You can get in touch, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio at patriots.com. Tony writes in, Adam, I feel like the takeover of Ridley and Vereen makes Woodhead more of a dynamic back. The offense is firing again, which is good after the Jacksonville and 49ers games going into the playoffs. Glad we got the bye. Seems like Houston is falling apart when they need it most. Plus, it was good to see the Gronk get in there and make some plays in the passing game as well as blocking. Good overall game. Can't wait for the playoffs. Keep up the good work. On Gronkowski blocking, I'm not sure that we saw him back to his full effectiveness there. And I'm not sure we saw it in the passing game either. You know, yes, he caught a touchdown, but he only had two catches overall on the day. And he also had a drop. So, I don't know. I didn't feel like he was back all the way, but at least he played. And I would have played him. I just want to reiterate that. I would have played him. I would have done what the Patriots did and taken the same approach there. I think it was the right thing to do. But on that first point with Woodhead, maybe that is what it is. I hadn't thought about Vereen and Ridley, their elevated play, maybe putting Woodhead in a better spot. I think he's playing a similar amount of snaps that he did last year. But because teams especially have to account for Stephen Ridley, who finishes the year with over 1,200 yards out of the Patriots' backfield, you know, upwards of 1,250 out of the Patriots' backfield and 12 touchdowns. Now that you have to account for him and his explosive play, and you didn't have to do that with Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. Now that you have to account for him, does it change how teams view Woodhead? And I thought Greg Bedard had an interesting tweet earlier today. Greg Bedard of the Boston Globe tweeted something to the effect, and I'm digging through it now, something to the effect that Woodhead was playing all last year with injuries that nobody knew about. And for me, that caught me off guard, because when he says nobody knew about it, that included me up into that point of Bedard's tweet. Like, I don't recall hearing anything about him dealing with any type of injuries. And I don't even mean, like, during the season, I mean since. This is Bedard's exact tweet. Someone named eProctor17 tweeted in, Woodhead was great in 2010, thought after 2011 it was a fluke and he was done, I was wrong. And Bedard answered, had injuries nobody knew about. So it could be some of that as well. And look, I don't pretend to know what Woodhead was dealing with last season, but the last month or so, he has been excellent. You know, Woodhead today, 5 catches, 79 yards. Had another nice day on the ground, 3 carries, 18 yards, which is probably about right. I thought he was very good in the Miami game, the Jacksonville game last week, and he was great in the San Francisco game as well. So I just think you have that short passing game firing on all cylinders, and that's without Hernandez really looking like himself here recently. And Gronkowski, it's too early to tell. It was his first game back, so I give him somewhat of a free pass. But Hernandez has been back for a while now, and he just doesn't look like himself. And I don't mean the explosion and those type of things. That, to me, should be somewhat expected. You know, he's still coming back from a significant injury. But the drops, the penalties, those are more what I'm talking about with Aaron Hernandez. And those have been an issue. So even without him looking like himself, the Patriots' passing game, their short passing game, Welker and Woodhead, that's code for Welker and Woodhead, has still been very good. And I thought today it was awesome. Between that and their pass rush, those were the standout performances of the day for me. That's what won this game for you. Patrick writes into Web Radio at Patriots.com. Adam, confident now that the Patriots are in a bye, that they can go into the playoffs healthy and make their way back to New Orleans. Look, I think that's how a lot of Patriots fans feel. I mean, that's how I feel. I'm confident they can do it. Not guaranteeing it. Wouldn't bet the mortgage on it. But I feel great about it. I don't think you could have hoped for a better pathway to return to the Super Bowl. And you take your chances with the Green Bay's and San Francisco's and, I don't know, Seattle's of the world, Atlanta maybe. You take your chances with those type of teams. Hell, the winner of Washington and Dallas, you take your chances with those teams. If and when you get to a Super Bowl scenario. But the AFC, we know what it is. It's Houston, Baltimore, Indy, 2 weeks from now in Foxborough. And then it's, at worst, Denver, in Denver, which doesn't scare me either. And if not, it's one of the other mishmash of teams in the AFC here in Foxborough. That's your road back to a Super Bowl. And that's what happened when the Colts beat Houston in Indianapolis earlier today, 28-16. That cemented that for the Pats. So the day could not have gone much better. And we said, just to add into it, the Giants are officially eliminated, which I can only imagine most Patriots fans are rooting for. You know, I can only imagine that's exactly what Pats fans wanted. And I found this an amusing email, by the way, with the Giants knocked out of the postseason. We had an emailer write in. By the way, you can't spell eliminated without Eli. And it was Fabrizio writing in from Italy. Only one way to spell eliminated, and it starts with Eli. So the Giants are out, and you know Patriots fans are amused by that. And look, I think Patriots fans, that's what you should be rooting for, or you should have been rooting for. You don't want any scenario, any potential scenario, where you have a rematch with the New York Giants all over again. And you avoided that with them getting eliminated today. Continuing with the emails, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Justin writes in. Adam, glad the Patriots took care of the Dolphins today in convincing fashion. We definitely have some challenges in the AFC on the road to the Super Bowl. I think the biggest boon to the Pats Bowl is that the damn Giants were knocked out today. Again, another emailer writing in about the Giants. Look, going back to the first point on the Dolphins, and I think that's an important one, because I thought the Patriots looked good defensively against the Jaguars last week, but their offense was so poor. So poor. And we spent a ton of time on that during the postgame show last week. You know, their offense just couldn't do anything against the 31st-ranked defense or whatever it was in the NFL. So that to me was disappointing. But I thought the Patriots' D, outside of an opening drive for the Jaguars, and they're a bad offense too, I thought they were impressive last week. And I think outside of the 49ers game, they've been impressive for the last 2 months. Their first shutout since 2009, 7 sacks. I know it's a bad offense, so I guess you can question how much stock to put in it, but I don't know. The Patriots were also down their top two cornerbacks. One of their cornerbacks who replaced those guys today, Devin McCourty, is their starting safety, and I think we all prefer him at safety. And the Patriots also, midway through the game, lost a guy who has 8 sacks this season in Rob Ninkovich. So, I don't know. Even though they're going against a bad offense and a team that didn't really have much to play for and sort of showed it after the Patriots scored their first touchdown and certainly their second, sort of rolled the other way and didn't put up much resistance. I don't know. It's not like the Patriots had everything firing on all cylinders either. There was some adversity there, being down two corners, losing Rob Gronkowski midway through the game, having Devin McCourty back at corner, where clearly he's not the same player he is at safety. I don't know. You know, for me, I just think it could have gone the other way for the Patriots, and their defense for the second week in a row was impressive. It was. You have to factor in who it came against, but it was impressive. By the way, Dallas and Washington, Sunday Night Football. Redskins rookie kicker Kai Forbath has not missed a field goal all season. Until now, just doinked one right off the uprights from 37 yards out as Washington and Dallas, they're fighting for the final playoff spot in the NFC. That's right, Kevin Collins. Atlanta's the top seed there, followed by San Francisco. Green Bay and Minnesota will have a rematch wild card weekend next weekend. And then the winner of this game will host Seattle. In the AFC, we've taken you through it. Houston and Cincinnati will play each other wild card weekend in Houston, and then Indianapolis will travel to Baltimore. Patriots could get any one of the teams seeded 3 through 5, Houston, Baltimore, and Indianapolis, 2 weeks from today, or that weekend anyway, January 12th or 13th in the divisional round here in Foxborough. Coming up on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, you've heard from the head coach and the quarterback. You'll hear from a couple of members of the Patriots defense. They pitched their first shutout in 3 seasons today, a 28-0 win over the Miami Dolphins. It's all coming up next here on the Sunlight Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance. With over 100 ASE-certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Adam Jones here, Sun Life Patriots postgame show, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Patriots hammer the Miami Dolphins. They shut them out 28-0, rather, as the Patriots get touchdown passes from Tom Brady to Wes Welker and Rob Gronkowski. Also a couple on the ground for Stephen Ridley. And remember, as recently as 2 weeks ago, people were questioning whether or not the Patriots should stick with Ridley. And I said, look, it makes sense to stick with him, but you have no idea what Belichick's going to do. You know, a season ago, he sat Ridley down. When Ridley had shown flashes, and he wasn't the guy, he wasn't the main back. That was Green Ellis, and Woodhead was in that support role. But as recently as a couple of weeks ago, people were speculating about it. And, you know, now he's the clear-cut guy just a few weeks later. And I thought Ridley had a decent day today. Certainly the numbers weren't eye-popping. 70-some-odd yards, a couple of touchdowns, each from in close. I just thought it was an impressive day for Stephen Ridley and certainly an impressive season. 1,250 yards, 12 touchdowns. You'll take that every day of the week. Something you won't take if you're a Cowboys fan, another interception from Tony Romo, his second of the night. It's been a comedy of errors in that game, the final game of the regular season between the Cowboys and Redskins. Winner of it grabs the 4 seed in the NFC and wins the NFC East. Redskins have missed the 37-yard field goal, the first miss all season by Redskins rookie kicker Kai Forbath. And Romo's thrown a couple of picks. So, an ugly one so far in our nation's capital. And looking at the Patriots in this victory tonight, they finish at 12-4. And we've told you how the road sets up. Bye week, 2 weeks off. I think that's important for a few players. And we've gone through them. Tlaib, who's been active for the second straight week but has played less than 10 snaps in the last two games combined, played zero today. Gronkowski, who played 24 of 80 snaps tonight in his return to the field, didn't look like himself. And also Alphonso Dennard, your other starting corner, who's been inactive for the last couple of weeks. And who knows, maybe it'll be big for Rob Ninkovich, who got knocked out of this one today, though I wouldn't hold my breath on seeing him in 2 weeks' time here in Foxborough. Another name who it might be big for, Aaron Hernandez, who has not looked like himself. Not just from an explosion athletic standpoint, but just from a focus standpoint. Adam writes in to webradio@patriots.com, Adam, what's going on with Hernandez? He's dropping balls and doesn't seem like he's going 100%. Is he still playing okay? Excuse me, he is still playing okay, but not like we're used to seeing him play. So happy Gronk is back, and 2 weeks off could bring him close to normal. We'll see. He didn't look close to normal to me today. So closer, certainly, but I don't know if he'll be close. And that's why I thought playing Gronkowski today was important. Get a baseline, get a feel for what he'll be in a playoff game. Patriots could not do that in the postseason last year. They lost him in the AFC Championship game. They brought him back for the Super Bowl. He wasn't himself. And I just think if you had a situation where you could do it and he was cleared medically, which clearly he was, you should take advantage of that and give yourself an idea of what he would look like. Not just catching passes, but blocking. And he didn't look anywhere close to himself. Maybe in 2 weeks he'll be better. But I like having something to base it on. On Hernandez, I wouldn't say he's not going 100%, as the emailer put it. I don't feel that way. But he hasn't been himself. And I wonder if the injury is just affecting his focus, because that, to me, is the one place you can go. And not to excuse it, because you still want him out there playing and at least being focused. And when I say focused, not dropping passes. Not having silly false start penalties like he had tonight. And he wasn't the only one, but it's going to happen with offensive linemen. It really shouldn't happen with those skill position guys. So, I don't know. I just think those focus issues with Hernandez, this isn't the first week. We've seen it now
for going on a month, and he hasn't looked himself. Which I said, I love the Patriots road, but all the hype in the offseason about the Patriots offense was, how do you stop these two tight ends who had phenomenal years last year? They did. And both of them got long-term contracts this season. Both of them have been hurt. Neither of them look like themselves today. And I just think they're a huge question mark in the postseason. And I think they need Gronkowski more as a guy who can stretch the field and be a red zone target. But we'll see. I think Hernandez not being himself is a big blow to the offense as well. You become that much more reliant on Welker and Woodhead. And maybe the onus is that much more on Brandon Lloyd, who I thought struggled today for the first time in a few weeks, but struggled. One catch on five targets, had a drop, just 9 yards. Not his best game. Also, didn't start the game in the two wide receiver set. Branch got the nod over him early. Continuing with the emails, webradio@patriots.com. Maurice in Alabama writes in, Adam, excited about the postseason because the bye gives the Patriots a chance to get healthy, and I feel good about their chances going to Denver. It's the same defense they torched the last three times they played them, and it's a good point. Two times last year, once in the playoff, once late in the regular season, and then this year, earlier this year in Foxborough, 31-21, the Patriots win, and it was more of a blowout than that. Plus the Giants lost, writes Mo. So I feel like this is our year. A lot of the emailers are honing in on that, by the way. A lot of them honing in on the fact that the Giants are out. And, you know, it's something that I've taken note of, but I don't know. I'm a little surprised that, you know, we've been getting as much feedback on that as we have. But certainly when it's a team that's knocked you off twice in the Super Bowl, it's someone nobody wants to see. Again, in a potential Super Bowl scenario. Adam Jones with you here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com. We're presented by Yokohama Tires. Buy any set of four Yokohama Tires now through January 31st and get a $100 Patriots Pro Shop gift card free. This offer is available at all participating Sullivan Tire Service Centers, but hurry, supplies are limited. Patriots shut out the Dolphins today 28-0. They grabbed the number two seed in the AFC. They await the winner, or one of the following three teams, rather, Houston, Baltimore, or Indianapolis. And one of the members of that Patriots defense who shut out the Dolphins today, Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork, who spoke at the podium following the win.
Feels good when you can shut out a team, especially a division, you know, rival. To go in and do what we did tonight was some pretty good stuff. We played well together as a team. We made some plays. We executed very, very well. So very proud of that. And so now, you know, in the one-game season now, you know, we got a bye. So, you know, have a little time to rest up, get healthy, you know, get treatment. Whoever we're going to face is going to be a good team. So I have no clue, but at this point it is what it is. So got to start playing our best game, and tonight was a good night to start it. And I think we did a lot of things well tonight that can win some ball games for us. So we're going to move forward with this one. And like I said, it's crunch time now.
Much said once that score went, and you knew the Colts had beat Houston, the captain saying,
you wasn't saying anything? No. I mean, we said at the beginning of the week, only thing we could do is win. You know, win and everything else to take care of itself. You know, control what we can control, and that was our own destiny. So we know coming in we had to win a ball game. You know, from here on out we have to win. That's reality. You know, there's no beating around the bush. If you want to get to where you want to be, you have to win out. So
I seen it
before we took the field, before we started. Then they said to score or whatever. You know, but at that point, you know, we just knew. Going into this week, we knew, you know, if we win, everything else will fall in this place. You know, if we got the bye, we got it. If we didn't, no, well. But we did what we had to do, was win. And then win and take care of a lot of stuff. So, you know, we came out, we won, we played well, we made plays. We executed our game plan the way we wanted to play. And we scored points. And we didn't give up any points. So that's always awesome when you walk away with a goose egg on the scoreboard. That's very, very satisfying.
With this performance, do you think the team is where it needs to be going
on the playoffs? Nope. There's a lot more areas we can get better at. So we'll, you know, each week we try to attack those areas and make sure we, you know, doing things that we need to do the right way. You know, sometimes it be different things. Sometimes it be things that we've done already. But, you know, like I said, at this point, the most important thing now is to win. You know, it might not be pretty, but it's to win. So you lose now, you go home. So it's up to us what we want to do, how we want to be, what type of team we want to be. I mean, we're in our own driver's seat right now, so we drive the car where it needs to go. I mean, basically, what we've been doing all year. You know, we lead by example. I don't think there's much we can say. One thing we will say is, you know, everything rise to a whole nother level now. Every team you face is a good football team. You're not playing no team that's below average. You're playing all top quality teams. So we have to be at our top. We have to be at our best, you know, every play, every situation. 60 minutes, sometimes might be more. But every time we take the field, we have to understand that we have to make a play. But these guys done a real good job all year. You know, they've done a real good job all year. And I'm expecting for them to do the same thing, but just raise our level of play just a little bit each week, more and more each week. And hopefully, you know, it'll get us where we need to be. No, over the years I've been here, I can't remember him doing anything different. I mean, all your eggs is in one basket. We might go in with a bunch of plays and might do a bunch of things and try to cover a bunch of things just so we can have them. But other than that, you know, it's, I think this team is real. This organization speaks for itself. I think when you come here, the bar is set so high. You know, we expect to win. If you don't expect to win, you can't be part of this. So everyone expects to win. Every time we walk in the meeting, every time we walk on that practice field, we expect everybody's best. And you know, if we play our best, we'll be tough to beat. But it's going to take all of us. Definitely going to take all of us. All right.
Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork following the Pats 28-0 win over Miami today in Foxborough. It's Sunlight Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Wilfork today, 5 tackles, a sack, also had an additional pressure for the Patriots. He continues his monster season for New England, a big reason why the Patriots were able to pitch a shutout today against the Miami Dolphins. Writing in about the defense is Nick to Web Radio at Patriots.com, who asked the question, do you guys think Jerod Mayo realistically can be mixed in with the Defensive Player of the Year talks? I don't. You know, plain and simple, I don't think that needs a ton more analysis. I think Mayo's been good this season, and I think he's been more of a playmaker than we've seen in the past. And the play that stands out to me is the sack he had last time they played the Dolphins. Miami was driving, I believe it was a third down. They forced Miami to hold for a field goal, and then the Patriots went on their 16-play, 77-yard drive or whatever it was, eating up more than 7 minutes of clock to clinch that game. So I think he's a trustworthy member of the defense. I've criticized him for not being a playmaker in the past, but I think he's made some plays for you this year. And I think the defense has elevated for, I don't know, the last 6, 7, 8 weeks, the second half of the season, certainly outside of the San Francisco game. And I think going back to the Patriots' approach early in the season at the draft, you look back, the way they approached it, and I don't think it should come as a shock that the defense is better this season. They traded up to get Chandler Jones. They traded up to get Dante Hightower. They use more resources on defense in Tavon Wilson and Jake Beckett. You know, one doesn't see the field and the other's a sub-package guy, but still, you're using those resources on that side of the football. You do that enough for enough years in a row, you're going to start hitting on some guys. Plus, the trade for Tlaib helped. Plus, you grabbed Dennard late in the draft. You move McCourty to safety. I just think they've moved some things around. And also, some of the players who have been here. Mayo's one. Wilfork's another. Ninkovich, who got hurt today. And who knows how long he's going to be out. I think it looked bad. But those are some pieces that you could work with on the defense, and I think they've made major strides in the second half. On the other side of the football, the tight ends have struggled this season. Aaron Hernandez has struggled since coming back. And we got an email from John to webradio at patriots.com. Adam, you seem to be glossing over the fact that Aaron Hernandez is a young guy who just went through a huge contract extension, a significant injury, and most importantly, and just recently, around the time you say he lost his focus, he became a father. I do believe he's lost his focus. Whether there are excuses or not for the reason why he lost his focus, that's another thing. And maybe they're totally understandable, but the reason you gave the contract extension to him, and the Patriots gave the contract extension to him, rather, is because you believe he can keep his focus. And look, I acknowledge the contract extension. I acknowledge the injury. I don't think he's healthy. And that's the first thing I said, was maybe the injury's bothering him, but still, you shouldn't be jumping off sides. You shouldn't be dropping passes. Maybe you're not as explosive and you don't look like the same player like Gronkowski today. Like, to me, Gronkowski wasn't unfocused. He's just not healthy. Hernandez has been unfocused. There's a difference. So he may have all the excuses in the world, but the best players and the guys you pay big money to, they can tune some of that stuff out. And I'm not criticizing the contract. I think they should have paid him. I'm happy they paid him. But it's disappointing that he has been or showed a lack of focus. And it's not just today. I'm not piling on for one game. He's been dropping passes now for a few weeks. He did it last week against Jacksonville. I think that game was horrible. The Jacksonville game's arguably the worst he's played. And it was coupled in the same game where their offensive line likely played their worst game of the season. Though, the game down in Miami rivals that one as well. John continues, all this coming in such a short time for Hernandez is enough to distract anybody at his age, whether anybody chooses to acknowledge it or not. He's still human and a young one at that. So I guess his main point is Aaron Hernandez is young, which he is. Still, you know, those are all excuses for not being focused, and you can come up with everything under the sun. The fact of the matter is he's still unfocused, and good players get through that. I expect Hernandez will get through it, but I think the tight ends are a major question mark because of it. You know, Gronkowski didn't look like himself today. Hernandez hasn't looked like himself now for an extended period of time. That's concerning. It's not the end of the world. Doesn't mean the Patriots can't win a Super Bowl, but they're going to have to do that in spite of having those guys at peak health and at 100%. And just thinking back to the preseason, this has sort of struck me today because both those guys look like shells of themselves. The whole offense was supposed to run through those two guys to the point where Welker was being de-emphasized in the offense because Aaron Hernandez was going to be that Welker type in the offense. And I'm still happy they have Wes Welker here. I hope he's back next season. I hope they pay him. Or at the very least, bring him back on a second franchise tag. But it's just to illustrate how the Patriots felt about the tight ends and how they were being talked about in these parts in the preseason. And now what were supposed to be gimmies and focal points of the offense, I think they're both question marks going into the postseason. The bye week should help both, along with Tlaib and Dennard and Ninkovich, among others. But I just think they're big question marks, and that's something that struck me today watching that game against the Dolphins. 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio at patriots.com. Adam Jones here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. We're presented by Yokohama Tires. Buy any set of four Yokohama tires now through January 31st, and you can get a $100 Patriots Pro Shop gift card free. This offer is available at all participating Sullivan Tire Service Centers, but hurry, supplies are limited. Patriots pitch a shutout of the Miami Dolphins today in Foxborough, 28-0. We've been taking your thoughts throughout. Adam writes in, Adam, Rob Ninkovich has been a huge part of the Patriots defense this season. I haven't heard anything about his injury. Do the Patriots have anyone who can help fill his shoes if he's out for the next week or so? In terms of an update on the injury, the Patriots announced it was a hip injury. I wouldn't expect a ton coming out of that Patriots locker room. And Kevin, correct me if I've missed anything. I've been trying to monitor the tweets here as we've done the show. I haven't seen any news coming out in terms of whether he was available or how did he look. Was he limping through the locker room? I haven't caught any of that, if it's out there. But the injury looked bad. To me, just judging on it, and we have no idea, but just judging on it, it looked bad to me. Couldn't put any weight on it, whether it was a hip injury, whether it was a knee injury, whatever it was, I think it's okay. I think it's scary for Gronkowski. And we'll see when he comes back. By the way, Patriots time has been announced for their postseason game. They're going to play Sunday, January 13th at 4:30 in the divisional round. So we know it's a Sunday, 2 weeks from today. Patriots will play the late game that Sunday, which means they won't have a a Saturday night game like last year against the Denver Broncos. So it'll be against the TBD team on Sunday, January 13th at 4:30. And the teams that it could be, Houston, Baltimore, Indianapolis. You're going to have to wait until the wild card weekend, next weekend, to find out who that opponent will be. Patriots put forth their best defensive effort in three seasons as they shut out the Dolphins. It's their first shutout since that 59-0 game against the Tennessee Titans in 2009. And after the game, one of the Patriots' cornerbacks, Devin McCourty, spoke at the podium.
That's big, you know. Coming in knowing that we're going to be playing at home, I think we take pride in playing at home. We love to play in front of our fans, so the biggest thing is we'll get another week to get some guys healthy and get them ready to go. And that give us a chance to, you know, really fix some things we need to fix and get ready to go for wherever we play.
What are some of the things you need to fix?
I mean, we'll see that. Well, Coach will come in here tomorrow, and, you know, he never falls short of having a bunch of things that we need to fix. He'll go over the film, and I think, you know, since I've been here, there's probably no coach that gets you better prepared to go into the playoffs. So I think for us as a team, we just need to be ready to come in here tomorrow and focus on whatever Coach Belichick has for us and get those things done, because if we get them done, we'll be in good shape.
What does Biden do mentally
as a player? I think it gives you a chance to really focus on whatever you need to focus on, especially a bye week like this where we won't know who we're playing. Give us a chance to really focus on ourselves and try to improve in that week. I think we have to do a good job this week of just trying to improve and get better. This time of the year, it's all about going out and playing your best in each one of those games, because there's no game after that if you don't play well.
Devin, you were curious during the season if you asked for not playing at your best and taking a lot of it. Now, July 27th, now you've probably found out a lot about your teammates, yourself, this team. How far has this team come since you're going to be able to have a couple of?
I think we've improved each week, and I think that's something that we've talked about and we said we needed to do, and I think we've done a good job of that. But I think the most important thing is this time right now. How much better can we get going into these last games? You know, going in, we don't know if there'll be a tomorrow, so we have to come out and play our best. We can't afford to come out and have one bad game. So I think, you know, this group has showed a lot of character and a lot of determination to go out there and play, even games that we fell short this year, we fall all the way to the end. So we're going to have to just use that ability and that character going into these games.
How nice it is to put yourself and use this going into
it? I think the most important thing is we came out, we played well. You know, we talked about all week as a defense to come out, play well last game of the season, and to, you know, come out and give yourself confidence coming out playing well. And I thought we did a good job of that. We'll fix a couple plays we had. But, you know, we came out overall and played pretty well, pretty good on defense.
Devin, you guys had seven sacks today. Is there another level this defense can get to?
Yeah, I think we have to. Going into the playoffs, we won't be the only team going to the next level. And I think everyone knows once you go into the playoffs, teams step it up a notch. So we're going to have to do our part and try to step it up and match teams going into these playoffs. So if we keep improving and getting better, we'll be able to get there.
Patriots cornerback today, Devin McCourty. Hopefully he's a safety in 2 weeks' time when the Patriots return to the field. They will play on Sunday, January 13th at 4:30 on CBS in the divisional round. We're not sure of the opponent yet, though we know it will come from the list of Houston, Baltimore, and Indianapolis. Aside from that, the NFL has also announced the playoff schedules for this weekend, wild card weekend. On Saturday, it'll be Cincinnati and Houston leading things off at 4:30. On NBC, I believe, and then the night game on NBC as well, Minnesota and Green Bay, an 8 p.m. kick, so a rematch there. Then on Sunday, 1 o'clock, you have Indy and Baltimore on CBS, and next Sunday afternoon at 4:30, Seattle against the winner of Washington and Dallas. So there's your wild card weekend schedule. And you know, if Houston wins, the Patriots are playing Houston. We had an email about this earlier, and I deleted it by accident, so my apologies, but they were basically asking who is most likely the Patriots are going to play. Assuming the Patriots, or Texans rather, can beat the Bengals, that's who you're going to play. Houston wins, you're playing them. No ifs, ands, or buts. Doesn't matter what happens in the other game. So, if Houston beats Cincinnati in the opening game of the postseason at 4:30, you know, don't have to pay attention to the rest of Wild Card Weekend from a Patriots standpoint, who they're getting. And then the Broncos know they'll get the winner of Indy and Baltimore. So it's pretty simple from a Patriots standpoint. If the Texans win, you get them. If the Bengals win, you get the winner of Indy and Baltimore. That's how it works for the Patriots next weekend. And Cincy and Houston kicks things off. And again, the Patriots will play a week from today, 2 weeks from today, on January 13th, against a TBD team from that list. Adam Jones, Sun Life Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com. Let's work our way through a few more emails here before we get out of here. Nick writes in to web radio at Patriots.com. Adam, Tony Dungy is a bigger homer than Fred Kirsch. When asked, he says that Peyton Manning is the MVP. Even with Rodney Harrison grilling him, if Peterson doesn't win it, it will be a worse call than Seattle and the Packers. I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think it would be a travesty if Peyton Manning won it over Adrian Peterson. Now, I would vote Peterson at this point. With what he accomplished today, specifically coming up 9 yards short of Eric Dickerson's record, he becomes the seventh running back with 2,000 yards in NFL history, and he essentially put that team on his back and got to the postseason. And by the way, don't sleep on Minnesota. Don't sleep on him. It's a team that's playing pretty well at the end of the season. You know, the old cliche, their best football. When the calendar is flipped to December, Minnesota in this month has won 4 straight and 4 of 5 overall. They played Green Bay twice. They played them tough in Green Bay, lost 23-14, and then hung on to beat them with a game-winning field goal. Blair Walsh just hooked it inside the upright to beat them 37-34 today in Minnesota. So don't sleep on them. But the way he's played and brought that team to the postseason, it took me 17 full weeks to get on the Adrian Peterson bandwagon. I have been resisting it as recently as last week. So I don't think it's a total runaway. And if Peyton wins it, I don't think it's a travesty or anything like that. It's just, if I voted, I would go Peterson. And I hope people don't split their vote and go with that cop-out. That would be nauseating. By the way, Cowboys look like they just got a touchdown here on Sunday Night Football, though, as NBC is re-showing the play from Romo to Witten. Play clock was at 0 when the Cowboys got it off. But right now, they're on top 6-0 with an extra point pending. And again, the winner of that game will take on Seattle or host Seattle on Wild Card Weekend. One more email here, webradiopatriots.com. It's where Kevin writes in. Adam, awesome win and good finish to the season for the Patriots. I think it's truly a credit to Tom Brady and the entire team. Can't really speak enough about how the Patriots have played despite the rotating door from the training and injury room. Name any other team that could deal with the loss of Edelman, Gronk, Hernandez, plus all the injuries on the defense. Well, I don't know. I think there are plenty of teams that have dealt with injuries in the NFL. Patriots have done a good job dealing with them, certainly. But, I don't know, one team that comes off the top of my head, Baltimore's dealt with quite a few injuries this year. And they're not trending in the right direction at this point, but still, able to win their division, get into the postseason. That's a team that right off the top of your head jumps in. Also, it's not like they were season-ending injuries to two of the biggest ones you cited, Gronk and Hernandez. They're both back. But point taken. Continuing, Kevin writes in, I understand Manning and Peterson for MVP, but I think Brady does more with less than Manning. I think he doesn't get enough credit. For years, Brady keeps the Patriots at a high level regardless of personnel. I don't see Manning being effective in Denver without a stout defense and two stud outside receivers. I'm mixed on this one because back in the offseason, everyone was questioning Peyton's weapons. And I said, no. If they don't get in, they being the Broncos, I don't want to hear people saying, well, he didn't have the weapons here and like letting Peyton off the hook. I think their weapons are good in Denver. I do. I felt that way in the preseason. Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker are a heck of a lot better than I thought. But I don't know. Brady's weapons are pretty good. I think that's sort of an antiquated argument. You know, back when it was Ben Watson and Dan Graham and David Givens and Deion Branch, I think you could have made that case. Troy Brown. But I don't know. I think Brady's weapons are pretty good right now. Kevin continues, Peterson is indeed the MVP this year, but I think we all take Brady for granted. In the past, he's been successful with a limited defense, a limited running game, and rotating receivers. Can't wait to see this team fully healthy, and I think the bye week hurts the Broncos. Puts a stop to their 11-game win streak. Go Pats, go Brady. And again, that's Kevin writing into webradiopatriots.com. Look, I don't think the bye week, you can spin it any way that it would hurt the Patriots. I would put a bit of stock in that. What he said about the Broncos, maybe it hurts Denver. You know, they are rolling right now. They've won 11 in a row, so who knows with the Denver Broncos. That's something that I would lend a little credence to that theory. You know, does this derail them in any capacity here? It's at least something to consider. But in the Patriots' case, I think you take it. And look, in the Broncos' case, I'd take it as well. but it is at least something to look at with that Denver team, who again has won 11 straight. And earlier this season, coming off their bye week, they did hammer New Orleans 34-14, so that may take the wind out of those sails a little bit. That'll do it for us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones, thankful for your feedback throughout. We've had a ton of phone calls, a ton of emails. The Patriots playoff setup looks very favorable for this team. They will play again on January 13th at 4:30. If Houston wins, it'll be the Texans. If not, they'll get the winner of Baltimore and Indianapolis. I will talk to you on 2 weeks' time, beginning with the Patriots, Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, rather, and then we'll talk to you on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show right here on Patriots.com.
This has been the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio. For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long. In 2 weeks, the Patriots will host an AFC Divisional Round playoff game at Gillette Stadium. Be sure to tune in to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, followed by the Sun Life Patriots postgame show immediately following the game. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.